Penticton Summerland MLA Amelia Bouldby is leaving the BC Conservative caucus, and she blames party leader John Rusted for her exit. Over the past weeks and months, I have witnessed, along with all British Columbians, the unraveling of John Rusted, Bouldby stated at the start of her announcement. From concerning accusations of cheating and fraud to John's conduct in caucus, these along with many other factors have led me to the conclusion that I can no longer remain in the BC Conservative caucus. In response to a question about how her constituents may feel about her leaving the party, including those who would have voted for her particularly because she was running for the BC Conservatives, Bouldby said she expected there to be anger about her decision. I have thought a lot about those people and that is why it took me this long. They are absolutely correct to be upset, said Bouldby. It's not lost on me the money and donations and the support, and all I can say is I weighed the pros and cons and I realized the more important thing is they're entitled to an MLA who is not ethically compromised by being complicit in staying with this man, and that is better than having a party banner that right now isn't really worth that much. Bouldby said that Rusted's behavior made it impossible for her to stay in the party, but that she would go right back if the party were to find itself a different leader. I was one of John's biggest supporters. I was very loyal to him. I joined the BC Conservatives because of him, Bouldby said of Rusted. Coming to the realization that he's not who I thought he was is devastating. No specific successor or alternative to Rusted was provided, but Bouldby said that out of the millions of BC residents there would have to be someone better than Rusted who could take over the leadership. She added that Rusted's alleged use of intimidation and threats of withholding the signing of nomination papers made him unfit to lead the party. If John was serious about caring more about the conservative movement than his own ego, he should have resigned when the membership scandal emerged. Instead, he has told us he will cling to power by all means necessary. We should believe him, said Bouldby. He told this caucus to their face that he doesn't respect them, and in my mind that is reason enough to leave. Rusted, speaking to reporters at a press conference shortly after Bouldby's wrapped up, accused her of leaking party information, said she was not in line with party positions, suggested she was unable to handle the stress of her position and her decision was influenced by mental health issues, and even asserted that she supported Hamas. These are fundamental things that we're directly opposed to, where we are as an office and where we are, certainly where I am as an individual, said Rusted. Rusted denied that he was unraveling or that the party had any other focus than opposition to the NDP. I can tell you very clearly that the Conservative Party of British Columbia, and me as leader, we have one direction only, which is to bring down this NDP government, said Rusted. He added that the party had been trying to work with Bouldby to address any issues in-house and that he considered her decision to leave unfortunate, while also saying that he believed her past role as critic for children and family development and the stress from that position had contributed to her exit. In recent weeks, Rusted has faced a series of leaks and inter-party turmoil, including searches of phones belonging to party MLAs and culminating in a press conference where Rusted's chief of staff cut off a Canadian press reporter over a question on whether Rusted was paranoid. Rusted accused Bouldby of being behind the recent leaks based on unnamed sources. With regards to the leaks, I am very hopeful and very optimistic that you guys will not be getting as much information, Rusted told reporters. The search of MLA phones came shortly after a leadership review for Rusted, which was tainted by rumors and allegations of fake membership sign-ups. Within hours of the leadership review results being announced, Surrey MLA Eleanor Sturcoe was ejected from the BC Conservative caucus. Bouldby accused Rusted of a pattern of behavior particularly towards the female members of the caucus, noting the series of recent exits had all been women. As a result of Sturcoe's ousting, Bouldby was moved into the position of critic for citizen services due to the ensuing shuffle of critic roles. Bouldby said that she believed Sturcoe was given the boot over asking questions, and that she did not believe the reasons Rusted provided for her ouster. Rusted accused Bouldby of being in a different position than the party on specific policy positions, such as SOGI or parental rights, and also accused her of anti-Semitism based allegedly on multiple posts he said Bouldby made supporting Hamas on social media. Despite publicly condemning the Association for Reformed Political Action for their anti-LGBTQ views, Boultby, like all of the BC Conservative MLAs, was absent from the floor of the legislature after Rusted chose to have the party leave instead of casting votes. No post could be found currently online on Boultby's social media that mentioned Hamas, Gaza, or Israel. The only post that Boultby has shared that references Gaza or Israel is in a copy of a now-deleted Facebook post that was shared and partially preserved by the Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East group. The announcement of Boultby's exit from the party comes a year and a day after Boultby was winning the election in the Penticton Summerland riding. "If you told me a year ago I'd be standing here resigning, I wouldn't have believed you," Boultby told reporters. Rusted said that he does not believe any further MLAs are currently considering leaving the party. Editor's note: this story has been updated to clarify language that it was Rusted who claimed Boultby shared anti-Semitic messaging, and the CJPME's post did not contain anti-Semitic material, nor was there any basis for implying otherwise.